What up, Boston and beyond.
How y'all doing this week?
You know who it is.
Do they?
I hope so.
First of all, we should probably say who we are. We are Boston Come Through.
Oh,
your sure favorite are. Podcasters.
Sure are.
Boston based.
That's us.
You know, but we worldwide.
Come on, now we international.
Yeah, we still international.
Crossing these seas.
We got viewers all over the globe.
Got viewers, listeners, subscribers, followers.
You came alive, though.
Yes, you know, come alive in the nighttime. Come on now.
Gladys?
Yes.
Okay. Anywho, who is you?
Oh, to ask who you was. Okay, I'll tell them who I is.
I'm not Gladys.
I'm Gladys.
Gertrude.
Yeah, that's Gertrude. I am Crystal, a.k.a. The Crystal Lens, your friendly neighborhood mediographer.
Okay.
Who is you?
Genevieve Angelique. I'm still working on my tagline. I'm going to change my Instagram bio very soon. Okay. You know, finagling that in real life.
She loved Jesus, but she cussed a little.
Don't be saying that. You know, one day I'm going to have a ministry for real. They're going to bring this back and I'm going to cringe.
Like, she loved the Lord, but she still cussed a little bit.
Remember
little
when
bit.
He used to cuss and used to be a heathen? I'm going to be like, Lord.
You're like, ooh.
Right.
Don't trip. Stop. He ain't throwing me yet.
That's just permission for folks to sin. That's all.
Like, nope, the Lord, he got plans for me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, do he?
He do. Amen. Okay. Won't he do it?
He will, though.
Hey, come on.
But
now.
You gotta let him do it, though. That's the thing.
That's it. How was your weekend? Whatever.
It was pretty good. Yeah. You know? Well, actually, I didn't really do much. It was one of those weekends where I just kind of like, didn't do anything except the bare minimum. I didn't intend for that to be, but it turned into like, oh, I'm going to have a whole Saturday. I'm going to get up early. I'm going to run all these errands. And then, you know, I woke up at like a smooth 8:20, which was like late. Like, oh, I slept in.
Oh, yeah. 8:20. Huh? Okay.
Mm-hmm. You know, but when you get up at like 6 or
that's
like.
That's true.
You know what
true.
I mean? Like, it's different. Yeah. I had to sleep.
We doing something.
Yeah. And I was like, I'm going to take a real nap real quick. And it was like 9 something. The 10 o'clock hour came. 11 o'clock hour came. It was only when I got hungry, and I remember I had leftovers, that I was like, oh, I got food. I ain't got to go nowhere. I went right back to bed after I ate.
I hear you.
But I did end up, I had to eventually get up and go somewhere. It wasn't a full-blown wedding, but it was like a wedding, like, ceremony. Mainly a reception.
Okay.
But it was pretty cool, because they were, it was multicultural.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, brown and black folks together.
Hey, come on now.
I think she was, I think she's Bangladeshi.
Okay. And I didn't know that's what they're called.
Huh?
I didn't know.
I don't know what they're called either. She's from Bangladesh.
Okay, cool. Bangladesh. Yeah, I've never heard of Bangladeshi. But go ahead, girl.
What do you think they're called?
I don't know. That's what I was saying.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I made that up. I'll look it up later.
Yeah.
But she from her people from Bangladesh.
Okay.
And then when I was talking to her on the phone, and she told me his name, I was like, he black.
I can't.
But, yeah, it was really cool, and they were Muslim, so that was, like, really interesting, too, to see that culture. And she wore her full garb or whatever, and she was beautiful, and I had questions like, what is that called, and what's this? It was really good. Yeah, teared up, because I'm, like, a baby, though. That's
cute.
All. And then I got to do something, like, for real. Because, you know, I'd be watching Netflix, but I don't be watching it. I just, like, play it, you know, in the background.
Sure.
You know, like, background sound. You know, like, white noise almost, but it's not white. But,
I'll leave that. It's too easy. Go ahead. Go ahead. I'm not even going to.
Mm-hmm. It's funny because the show I've been watching is a Colombian telenovela or whatever. I wish y'all could see Colombian. Don't look at me. I feel like I'm being judged and I even finna say what I'm about to say. But it's called La Esclava Blanca.
You know what that means?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know I've been learning my Spanish, you know?
Ooh, she's the white slave. Languages, y'all. Ooh.
You know, because I like my subtitles anyway, so it works out. But yeah, I'm on episode 25 of about 60.
So you got a lot of time in your hands.
Well, I've been watching for 2 weeks now. But I really got to binge watch over the weekend, so I got to catch up. Anyway, girl, leave me
You watch the subtitles too, huh?
I have to with this one because it's a Spanish.
Oh, you're right.
It's not like I can just listen to that.
You and the subtitles. I'm like, oh, that's too much happening on my screen.
I like that. Keep my brains, you know, that's how Gertrude keep from having mush brain.
Come on now, mush brain.
all. I ain't got nothing else to report. Everybody hit me up on Friday, like, what you doing? Didn't get not nothing one text back. Right. I literally disappear. And I'll hit you up 2 days, like a day after the event you asked me to go to, like, oh, hey, what's up? Like, my bad. Sorry. Forgive me, y'all, if you're one of the people. Yeah, I just be one of those people, like, I'm shady sometimes.
I can't handle you.
I'm a little shady. I can admit it.
I can't.
You're not shady?
No, I am. I think
you can be shady. I screen calls all the time. I do. Mm-hmm. I'm telling myself. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But if you call me twice in like within 5 minutes, now you're going to kick in my anxiety though.
Can't.
Yeah, don't do me
we
like
ain't gonna
that.
We ain't going to talk about it. It's okay. It's okay.
I'm not talking about
anybody. Anywho, moving on.
Crystal's tired. That's why she rushing me.
Yep.
But, you know, we haven't played music in a minute.
Wow, she even let me do my weekend recap, y'all.
Well, because you didn't ask her, like, four times. You know,
like, we can just move on, verbally. Ain't nobody care about Crystal, cool. I'm going to just scoot to the side. Don't you mind
me. She don't say nothing.
Wow. You know she don't have about 45 minutes for her weekend recap. She said, on to the next.
Crystal's weekend recap last week was a whole segment on the show, so.
First of all, it made the show lit. Let's start there.
I didn't say it wasn't. Let's
start there. It made the show lit.
But your show rundown is not, your thing is not my rundown. That's all.
That's okay because I can go off the top of the dome.
When I asked you 5 times. Yeah. Girl, what you want me to add?
I told you. My life has been boring.
Anyway, go ahead.
You
know how your life is boring?
Yes. Thank you very much. That'll be my recap. Thank you. Appreciate it.
How boring.
Thank you. Very.
On a scale of like.
Can I do my recap?
I'm trying to ask you questions to make it engaging because I don't want the folks to be bored. Listen to your boring week recap. On a scale of 0 to 10, how boring? 10 being the most boring, like bored out my mind.
Yeah, it wasn't that bad.
Okay. What was it?
So what had happened was Crystal had big plans for this weekend. I'll go clean, you know what I mean? You know, do my laundry.
The laundry.
All that good stuff, you know, reorganize my bedroom, you know, change the feng shui of the room, you feel me? Like, you know, just get the energy moving. That ain't happened. Let me see what happened. Saturday, I slept.
Time it.
You're rude. Saturday, I slept. Thank you very much. I overslept again and again and again. Mm-hmm. Like, time and time and time after time. Yep, I had a whole, I wrote a list. I was like, I'm going to do this at 8 a.m., this at noon p.m., and then I just slept until it was evening time. And then, I got my nails done.
Yes, I noticed.
Because what had happened was, somewhere between all those naps or whatever.
That's what I wish Suze was here. But
you're rude. somewhere between all those naps or whatever, my boss emailed me and asked me to come into work on Sunday. And I was like, well, time and a half and double time sounds good. Mm-hmm. That those two things combined sound great, actually. Mm-hmm. My bank account would be happy. I, too, would be happy. So here I am scrambling to change around my whole entire weekend because I was like, well, I could sleep all day Saturday. I wasn't pressed about it. You know, I kept waking up from these naps, but I wasn't really, like, pressed about it. I'm like, I got Sunday. No, I don't have Sunday. So I had to get my nails done. And then, yeah, that was about it.
That's it?
Yeah. And then I worked Sunday.
That was all? Okay. You sure you're done?
Hopefully, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's it. It was just kind of like I ended up working on Sunday, but it was fun.
Again.
It was fun.
Again.
I'm going to be short-winded.
Okay.
I thought it was boring.
I know.
My life been pretty boring. Oh, you're rude.
Move! I was going to mention how we didn't meet either. Again.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we've been trying to meet for a minute now.
There was communication.
There's been a breakdown in communication.
There was communication this time. And this time I knew, you know, let me not waste my gas and drive to
the Crystal's house. There's a breakdown. Anywho, we'll tell that story another time.
Mm-hmm.
Anywho, that's it for my weekend, y'all.
It's just been
real boring. Yeah. I look cute today, though.
Okay. You do.
That look cute?
Yeah. I mean, Erin got you looking super duper.
I know. I got my little, you know, made by Genevieve Angelique earrings on. Made me my little flag.
Since you done,
mm-hmm.
We're going to play this song, I Am the Bag. It is by Ben P, who's actually, like, if you're watching this, you can see him. But in case you're not watching it, he's over here in the studio with us because he's our guest.
Yes. And, you know, he's the only guest who know how to actually do a radio interview. And high five to him. Give you a high five. Because, like, everyone else always chimes. It's not a big deal. But, you know, he just been here nodding his head, you know, just interacting silently.
Okay.
And, you know, I could tell. He's done this before.
Mm-hmm. I'm proud of you. If our past guests are listening, I'm sorry.
No shade to y'all. I'm just saying.
I felt it, though.
It was just different. I was like, look at him. He know what he's doing. He know what he's doing. So proud.
All right. Well, we're going to play this I Am the Bag from his most recent LP.
Is it EP?
LP.
What the hell is an LP? Okay, we're going to talk about that.
LP.
See, look at you trying to come to me, right? Thank you, Lord.
What are these letters? All right, we're going to talk about that after.
I know the name of the LP.
Which is?
From Trample to Healing. There we go. Come on now. I read the bio.
Come on now.
All right, we're going to play it. Y'all, let us know what you think. I heard it's popping out here in the streets.
Ben is popping.
Yeah, he approved it. Come on. All right, y'all. We'll be back.
BRB. You got to probably unplug the...
What do we unplug?
Huh?
What do we unplug?
No, unplug the computer.
From where?
From behind.
Where? All
right. No, the other side, girl. Mm-hmm. And then unplug the headphone jack. Oh, you know what? Boom.
Oh, is it that?
No. Is the headphone jack plugged in?
I can't even know.
You gotta unplug it if it is. Oh no, I guess it's not plugged in. What the hell?
We want to add it later.
Yeah.
Bruh.
That's annoying. Okay, turn it back around. Well, if y'all are on video, sorry. No audio. No audio. Wait. Hold the phone. What is going on with this audio?
Just when you thought it was all smooth.
Internal speakers, codecs. I know, right? Just when you thought it was smooth sailing. It's never smooth sailing. It's not even plugged in. That's so weird.
So, probably should have checked that.
I know, right? I'm going to play it from over here. That's fine.
Okay.
I probably should have done that from Jump Street, huh?
Someone turned on the mic.
Yeah, why not?
Okay, you going to play it?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
I got to
find somebody. I want to hear it at least so we have something to... go off of.
I know, right?
It's in the
show description. Sorry to y'all on Facebook Live.
It's in the show description.
Oh, is it? My bad.
Yeah. There you go.
Sorry to y'all on Facebook Live.
Yeah, my bad. Our bad.
Lo siento.
I start off the year saying I'm going to be my big black. Oh. 2017. I start off the year saying I'm going to be my big black bag.
Ooh.
Well, it ain't going as good as I planned it to be. So what I decided was for 2018, I'm going to become the bag. I am the bag. The bag is me. I will not be in the bag. I will be the bag.
Sabari.
I am the bag. For this 2018, I'm the bag.
Me too.
I'm not in my bag. That. I am the bag.
I feel
like
my heart
must be. I'm putting in work. No time to brag. Boy, you ain't putting in no work. Yeah, that's a big red flag. I be killing my comp. I got a guy to drag. Boy, just know I'ma take this cross. I got a guy to stack. I just no bag.
I just no bag.
I just no bag. Cause I am the bag. I am the. 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 I am the bag. Yeah. Okay, I'm always putting in work. I get the hardest, 200 rated. can say that on my chest, boy. I was surrounded. Why do y'all hate it? Promise I ain't like the rest, boy.
I'm looking at the
posture. I hope you came with the best, boy.
You have old folks like that.
I can't relate it. I am a bitch. I kind of feel like kid. I hate that. Y'all boys lame. We not. Give them all goosebumps from T-Scott. You don't want no smoke, don't keep it. You stop taking that rebound. I ain't worried about what he got. What you won't let you a G-Shock? I show them that I am all about the hustle, but I don't do it just to flex. I do it cause I love the game. Ain't worried about who I'm a vex. I'm pulling every single card. Money is inside a lot of decks. See the flows on the new freezer challenge. All I do is break next. I stay putting in work. No time, no time to brag. Boy, you ain't putting in no work. Yeah, that's a big red flag. I'm in the play. Kill my comp. I got a guy to drag.
Now
you know I'ma take his spot. I got a guy to drag. I just no bag. I just no bag. Cause I am the bag. Pray for the fall, they betting up. Whoa, get a deathbed, you're setting up. I never came here to please, ain't here to appease. I can't stand these, and everybody sees you soft like a breeze, going crazy. The flow got a mental disease. Wanna beat those daddy ass, see who's done it. New top spot in the game, I want it. Any new opponent wanna get in my way, I'll kick him in the gut, then I don't go stunning. 5 times 20, I stay 100. Show no fear, see fear, I send it. All these boys talking all that smack, come see me now, they know who running. I feel like he hurt, ball. I'll be the best of the year or something. Get a black eye, mascara or something. You got no future, Sierra or something. Making your mama senior or something. Gotta explore
like the old folks that just
need to make a for all your cleaners. You need to shop at some for
okay.
Wait, been the new beating me, you won't do. Who's my opponent? Don't know who. My spot is high, like, how are you? I don't know about y'all, but all I know is I'ma get mine. Don't be getting better with age. Treat your hustle like a fine wine. I stay putting in work. No time, no time to brag. Boy, you ain't putting in no work. Yeah, that's a big red flag. I've been playing, killing my comp. I got a guy to drag. I just know I'ma take his spot. I got a guy to stack. I just no bag. I just no bag. Tell them why. Cause I am the bag.
Turn me up.
I am the bag.
What kind of bag you is?
I'm the bag. I'm gonna be the Louis Azul.
I was waiting for it. I knew it. I knew she was gonna be a Louis bag.
Yeah, you know, the one with the long strap, the big one.
I'm gonna be somewhere between like a Coach Gucci mix.
Word.
Yup.
I like that.
Yup.
Gucci too common now.
Well, you know. I said Coach Gucci mix. Thank you very much. You know.
Okay. You're not Balenciaga?
No.
No.
If I can't spell it, you know.
No. You can spell it, girl.
I'm going to get the first letter wrong. I feel it.
No, you're not. Bye. Okay. I can't stand you. In case y'all wanted to know, that song was called I Am the Bag by Ben P.
Hey.
He's our special guest today.
First of all,
he's very special because... We don't get very many men. We're working on
Let's
that.
Start
you know,
there.
We're trying to bring the balance back, you know, to get those
talks
going
up
in here.
Well, I'm glad to be the first.
Right?
On top of that, we haven't had a guest since July. I was talking to Crystal yesterday. I was like, sometimes I be kind of rude with it, but I don't mean to be. But I was like, I'm tired of talking to you.
I wholeheartedly agree. I love you, girl. However,
and I was literally like, I'm tired of talking to you.
Right, like, there's only so much. We see each other all the time.
Well, actually, no, we don't.
Okay.
I feel like.
We talk to each other all the time.
No, we don't. Not
yes,
anymore.
We,
not
no,
since
we're in
you
the
started
group
her
chat.
Job.
We're in the group chat.
Barely.
We're in the group chat.
You have spurts in the group chat now.
I watch all the messages.
I know, but you always respond.
I respond in my head. Anywho.
That's different.
but we haven't had a guest since July.
That's wild.
So you are, and it actually was intended for you to be our first guest back, probably like 2 weeks ago.
Right. Yeah.
But it just didn't work out that way. And
it just happened
to work out this way today.
Right.
So that's cool. And but let me tell the folks about you. You want to tell them, Crystal? Because that's
yes. This is my little baby Ben.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's that, but I don't want to read that.
Okay.
No, I'm kidding. I'm going to read it, and then I'm going to tell y'all a story. Should I just tell a story first, huh?
Probably.
Yeah. Okay, so I met young Ben when he was just a mere little lad at Suffolk. Now, I've been undergrad, what year, like 3 years?
Probably.
Below, whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was like an RA or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I always tell people this story because I was like, so I'm doing my rounds or whatever. minding my business per usual, just trying to make it to every floor without an incident, right? Mm-hmm. For the most part, you run into something. But I was hoping and praying. So I'm walking around, doing my little rounds, making sure ain't nobody, you know, being noisy, all that stuff, whatever. And I see these flyers just, like, everywhere. There's flyers, like, on every floor. I'm like...
So you were taking them down?
No, I had to read it, because I'm like, what is a flyer for? So, apparently, there was going to be a whole music video shoot happening in the basement of our residence hall at Suffolk. I was like, who is this child who going into the basement to throw music? No, that's what we won't be doing. But I can't even be mad at it because it was like, hey, here's an opportunity. I'm saying, you know what I mean? Here's a free space. You feel me? There are about 200. Listen, there's how many hundreds of people in this building. If I put about 5 flyers on every floor, that's the odds of people coming. That's some good odds. That's some plus.
Was you offering stuff for free?
Being a music video.
Was I? I got to think back. Remember. I think I put free food.
What was you
finna feed them? Crazy, but like little stuff, like you know, chips, like
from the cafeteria.
Unlimited card.
Listen, BJ's is still a real thing.
Hey,
college or not, so you know they got the big, you know, the big packs of like the 50-cent bags $5, $6. Mm-hmm. So I was just gonna finesse that.
Okay. I had no clue. I was like, who is
that's
this?
The best way to get, you know, college folks, black folks,
right?
You know,
all the folks, right?
You know,
but
food.
That was my introduction to Mr. Ben P. And again, he's just been like really awesome, you know, over the years, and just getting to see him grow as, you know, a person, also like as you know, an artist as well, which is pretty cool too. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, he got a little bio here or whatever. And I'm finna read it.
I put it nicely together.
All right, let me tell you a little bit about Ben P. Ben P is a rapper, singer, ghostwriter, producer, sound engineer, and DJ. Come on now, from Malden, Massachusetts. He got into music at the age of 14 as an outlet to help deal with the ongoing life problems. But what started as an outlet for anger and depression ended up becoming a full-time career. Come on now. After getting signed to a management deal in 2015, Ben P has seen a fair share of successes. Success. Mm-hmm. We gonna say plural. Successes. My little Invisalign lisp. Successes. Including opening for big names such as Post Malone, Montana of 300, and Joe Budden. I know black folks is like, what, Joe Budden? I can hear him now.
You know who Post Malone is, too?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we know who all them is.
I don't.
Oh, well, mm-hmm. One of us. Mm-hmm. So he's also secured music deals with Netflix. Wait, did you talk about, well, we're going to talk about it after. Anywho, with a wide taste in music, Ben P finds it hard to pick only one musical influence. But if he had to choose, it would be legends like Tupac, Notorious B.I.G., Biggie Smalls. Come on now.
Girl,
and big fun amongst others. Most recently, Ben P released a full-length project called From Trample to Healing. He's also building his social media presence with his weekly hashtag Free Verse Fridays rap videos, which like he is consistent with. Let me tell you what, like every week I'm like, it's the same video. Oh no, this is a new one. Okay, great. But yeah, without further ado, let me get the snaps, the claps, you know, whatever folks do. Introducing Mr. Ben P. Welcome to Boston.
Welcome,
come through.
Welcome. Thank you for having me.
Hey.
Glad to be here.
Thank you for coming.
Of course.
We forgot one of the most important facts, though.
All right.
Come on now.
What's that?
You are also, if you guys listen to the show, if you're not live, but if you're listening to it on iTunes, Stitcher, you know, Mixcloud,
Radio
YouTube,
Public, right? YouTube, all the places
all
you
the
can
places.
Listen to Boston come through.
The intro is actually Mr. Ben P. Black is
That's
beautiful.
Yeah.
Hey, Black is beautiful. Hey.
Yeah, and I get, we get a lot of, like, comments on the song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, people love it.
Yeah, people, like, really, really love the song. So
yeah.
Well, thank you. Thank you to everybody.
Thank you.
Hey. Black is Beautiful is probably one of my favorite songs I've ever created.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
I think how the song came about, I was, you know, in the midst of planning From Trample to Healing,
mm-hmm.
and I needed a lead single, and I wanted to try something different.
Yeah.
So I spent, you know, a couple nights, you know, listening back to some old music, see what I've done, see what I haven't done, you know, weighing out my options. And I kind of just sat back, and it was kind of like a light bulb moment where I was like, you know what? I haven't done anything that's really glorifying black people or black women like that. So you know what? I'm gonna go that route. So I started looking for beats that kind of just, you know, fit the criteria. I found the first one. I found the beat that goes to Black is Beautiful. I found that, and the hook just jumped into my head within like seconds. And then song came to life from there on. So
I love it. I feel like it's like, it's such a creative song.
Yeah, and I was like, how he get the all that sampler? It has
kinda,
a very nostalgic.
Exactly. That's kind of the mood I was going for, because you know, everybody loves the 90s.
Yeah.
Whether they were born in 2000 or not.
Right.
Everybody loves the 90s. So I thought that would be like a cool, you know, little thing to throw in there. It'd be dope. Plus it kind of like adds on to like the nostalgic feel of the message.
Yeah.
Can't speak English today, sorry. But yeah, I thought it was pretty dope. Everything kind of just, you know, came together quite nicely.
Yeah, it did.
Go black girl, go black
girl, go. Hey!
You know my little anthem right there.
No, literally, like on repeat.
You can get that little hook. I need that as a
like a ringtone.
Yeah, you know, maybe like a alarm clock or something.
Ooh.
That'd be nice. I could pull some strings.
I'm saying you can finagle that for
exclusive. That'd be nice, friend. We could put it. No, we can't sell it. Okay.
I know. You're right.
I had an idea.
Me too. You remember, like, back in the day when you used to have to, like, text the number for the ringtone, like, on MTV?
Yeah.
Like, text 59997 to get, you know, ringtone number 28.
Right.
But anywho.
Those were times.
You're right?
That's dope. How did you get started in music?
I want to say back when I was 14, it all started as writing, basically, just because when I was young, I didn't really have a lot of friends. I was the one that was picked on a lot. I was kind of the easy target. When I was a guy that would, you know, get picked on a lot when people were having a bad day. Like, if someone was having a bad day, they'd literally just come find me and just lash out just because, you know. And it kind of took a toll on me. It started because it happened so much. So I started off writing. It was just writing at first. And then writing turned into verses. And then I think I started writing verses. I started memorizing songs to other songs and then wrote the verses down to those. Like, I memorized songs by heart and then wrote the verses down. I think the first, like, full-length song that I've written, like, every verse and remembered by heart was, you guys remember Forever by Drake, Lil Wayne.
Oh, my God, yeah. Song,
Kanye West, and Eminem, like, I knew every verse, the hook, heart, by heart, just wrote it down. That was the first one. And then it just kept going and kept going until I finally started writing my own verses. And I think the first song I ever recorded was, I think, a freestyle to I'm a Boss by Meek Mill.
Hey.
Still remember that. I don't know what happened to it. I think I lost it, my old computer. But yeah, that was the first song I ever recorded. And I put it out. It got a real positive response. Granted, I didn't really have, you know, all the right recording equipment. Mm-hmm. It didn't like sound the best, but like people still liked it.
Mm-hmm.
And I just kept it going. And then I think probably like sophomore year of high school, probably like when I was like 15, 16, I was like, okay, I can take this serious. Like, this can be a thing. And it's been a journey ever since.
I love that. I totally love that. I know you've talked about that before too, like just kind of like your whole like journey, you know what I mean? And just kind of being that kid that people like would, you know, just whether it's like pick on or like be the target of.
Right.
And I don't know, you know, I like to see the underdogs come up and, you know, be like, pow, look at me now. Come on now. On your Cardi B kick. Right. Come on now. So tell us a little bit about like what it's been like for you, like working, you know, in the music industry and just a little bit of that journey.
As you grow as an artist, you learn new things. You feel me? You get into, you know, different aspects of the music industry. You start seeing how things go, how things flow, you know, how different people, you know, like different people of authority go about certain things. And, you know, I learned off rip that music industry is a dog eat dog world.
Yeah.
It's not a safe haven. That's why I tell people, like, yo, like, if you don't love music, don't get into this, because right. like this is a real shady world. Like,
yeah.
money talks a lot, but like money causes, you know, a lot of
issues,
you know,
yeah.
deceiving, you know, a lot of trust issues, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of problems. There's a real, like, I think that's probably one of the main causes of like the downside of the music industry. But mm-hmm. like, you know, as you go on, you learn, and
you really just have to love it.
Of course, you have to love it, because if you don't love this, you won't have enough patience to put up with it at all. I know that for a fact, because mm-hmm. I've made some dumb moves, I've made some dumb mistakes, I've listened to people who've, you know, just knew what to say to get a check out of me. I've, you know, listened to people who thought they knew where they were going, but ended up going a different direction, and then I was just left in the dust. So that was, you know, I've had a lot of ups and downs.
Yeah.
Especially coming up, because yeah. like, you're an upcoming artist, no one really takes you serious, because you're not, you know, you're not a signed artist, like, you're not out there, like, you don't have a fan base like that, mm-hmm. so no one's really taking you serious. But at the same time, as you're learning, you kind of like learn how to create your own value,
right.
and how to know your worth as an artist,
because right.
every artist needs to know how good you are.
Right.
Every artist has to be confident in their craft and what they're doing. So I think throughout the years, throughout this journey, I've, you know, learned a lot about myself as an artist.
Mm-hmm.
I've taken time to, you know, work on my versatility,
mm-hmm.
you know, try to, you know, grow as an artist, honestly, try to do different things,
mm-hmm.
not try to just stick in one lane, because
right.
sticking in one lane, yeah, it might be cool, but like after a while it gets repetitive, and then
mm-hmm.
once you get repetitive, that's the beginning of your downfall. So
what's the what's the biggest thing that you've learned, I guess, like about yourself?
I think I stand out a lot, because
mm-hmm.
like I don't swear in my music. At all, like,
I'm so proud of him.
Me,
that's what I tell people all the time. I'll tell them, that's because you are, but like, I tell people that all the time, like, you know, because I think a lot of people are on SoundCloud, and like, you know, anybody can throw a song up on SoundCloud, that don't make you a rapper,
right?
Right. But I always tell people, I'm like, you aren't a SoundCloud rapper, you're a rapper who happens to use SoundCloud, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or happens to be on SoundCloud,
mm-hmm.
and like, totally stand by that, and there aren't a lot of people that I'll stand by like that, and you're definitely one of them, because it's more than just like, I know your backstory, but then also like just kind of like your morals, you know what I mean? Like, I know you grew up in the church as well, and like, you don't curse in your music, like, you know, you just, it's something unique, something
right.
unique about you. So, but yeah, sorry, continue. just about like, you know, what's the biggest thing that you've learned about yourself?
I don't curse in my music. That's mainly because, me personally, I feel like you don't have to drop a cuss word every bar to get your point across. You feel me? Like, you should be able to run through a clean song. I mean, yeah, you can swear here and there, but me, I haven't, in every song I've recorded in my 6 year of being an artist, I don't think I've ever swore once. Just because,
mm-hmm.
like I said, like, you have to be, an artist has to be able to, you know, get your message across without
mm-hmm.
dropping a cuss word every
yeah.
four bars. But then I kind of just got used to it, so that kind of just became my thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why, because outside of this, I swear like a sailor, to be honest with you. But,
I heard him cussing earlier.
Yeah.
You don't cuss in his music.
Yeah, like, it's a problem, but like,
I got a question. What's the question? What's a bar?
Oh, a bar.
Like, I know what a bar is, but it's like, how do you count a bar?
Like it's a rap line, basically. So literally one sentence in a song is a bar.
Oh, so there's no like amount of words, or like how many beats,
no.
Like, I always want to ask that, but it's kind of like a stupid question. I probably should have Googled it just if I was really that. I was wanting to know, like, people like, well, you know, ask me how many bars, or when they be like, in a song, is this many bars or whatever. I'm
right.
like, is there like a standard, you
know,
like,
you know, like a 500 word essay?
Yeah, is there like a limit or something like that?
Right.
Or, I just wanted to know that, you know, educate me. I know I'm not
learn something new.
That,
you know,
yeah.
Come on now, Gertrude, you learn something new, boo.
Another thing I think I learned about myself was
mm-hmm.
that I feel like I'm very capable of being a very versatile artist, because
mm-hmm.
I've done other like type genres of music. Like, I know hip hop is my thing, but
mm-hmm.
like I've done Afro beats. I've done dancehall.
That is true. That's very true.
I'm looking into reggaeton. I'm trying. Just something different, you know, the Latin trap.
Right.
Looking into that. Just because, you know, to me, versatility is everything.
Definitely.
Like, for example, a lot of people knock Drake because, you know, he does all these different genres of music.
They call him a culture vulture.
He's doing this for this. He's doing this for that. Yeah. But at the same time, like...
Like, don't box people in. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah, like, no. you can't box him in because, like, he does... Everything basically. Yeah. His new song with Bad Bunny, called Mia.
Heard it.
Listen, this man is singing in fluent Spanish.
Oh,
like he's Dominican.
With whom?
Bad Bunny.
Okay, they say Bad Barbie. I don't like her like that. So.
Who's that? No. Who the hell?
Bad Barbie, like the Catch Me Outside.
Oh, Bad Baby.
Yeah, Bad Baby. Sorry. Catch Me Outside chick.
Oh yeah, she can. Moving on. Moving right along.
Yeah. Anyway. So like, Drake has done dancehall. Drake has done Afrobeat. Drake is now Drake is moving into reggaeton, like Latin music. Like
right.
This is
because
versatility is everything to me.
I feel like it's based off of his main squeeze of the week. You know what I mean? He was into, you know, the little dancehall mix. You know, Rihanna's right. You know, I feel like
he's still feeling Rihanna.
Anywho,
though.
I know it's true. That's true. He ain't moved past that yet.
Yeah.
But anywho. Yeah, I mean, I think, moving on. You know what? I'm going to save that for the end. But go ahead, girl. Go ahead. Yeah, what's the thing?
You talked, well, I'm going to bring Drake into this because I want to talk about it anyway. Sure. But did you watch his, have you seen his interview on The Shop with LeBron James?
Yes, I have.
I only seen clips of it, but I know when he talked.
You want to tell the folks who don't live on the medias of social?
Yeah, I mean, it was,
I would tell people Jen is my my
I haven't seen it.
My outlet to the world.
Full yet. But I know when you were talking about earlier, just because I had a question about how do you know who to trust?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm asking that because you talked about being a cutthroat business. You talked about, you know, you really need to love this. Because I haven't seen the full interview, but based off the clips that I saw, I know I want to go see it.
Right.
But when we talk about, you know, how Drake and Pusha T were beefing.
Yes.
And Pusha T dropped the song about... him, you know, story of Adonis and the baby or whatever. Mm-hmm. And come to find out, he never told him he had a baby. He told Kanye because Kanye was his boy and Kanye was producing Pusha T's whole album. Mm-hmm. So, like, how that whole thing came about. Like, so, it's kind of wild because I think about also how fickle people are in general and your fans and the media in general, like, why would you want to, like, subscribe to that? And I know you talked about, like, you really got to love the music. But how do you, if someone's getting into the business, like, how do you figure out who to trust? Like, how do you get a good team around you? Like, and what do you do when you get into situations where you're like, yo, you really, like...
Right.
Like, you really did one on me.
Me personally, I'm a real observant person.
Mm-hmm.
I'll watch you. I'll watch your actions. Like me, I'm the type of guy that watches everything and just play stupid. I don't know if I can cuss on this show.
Can I?
Stupid too. Oh no, we don't cuss.
We don't. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Sorry. So we try not to get kicked off the air.
Right.
But, so, we on television.
That's why I asked first.
Yeah. So, appreciate you.
I peep ish and play stupid.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Yes. So I'll have you think that I don't know anything that's going on, but in reality, I know everything that's going on. I'm completely aware. I'm completely aware of everything, but I'm gonna make you think like I don't know what's going on at all.
That's like the old lady in the neighborhood. You know what I mean? She just be watching. Mm-hmm. She know everything that's going on. Right. You may not know she know, but she know
exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So I think being really observant of who you're around is a key to, you know, seeing who you should trust, who you should be around.
And not just going by what people say.
Exactly.
Definitely.
Especially if they ask you for money up front.
Hello?
You never want to judge anybody off what people say. You always want to judge by action or by experience.
That's a proverb right there.
I felt that.
Exactly.
That's true, because you can't misjudge someone rightly or wrongly.
Exactly.
Right.
Know, and wrongly being like, think well of them and it's not true, but also think not so great about somebody.
And they actually might be.
Yeah. That is actually really true. Hence, clicks and I guess maybe not running in them in the music industry, right. Which brings me to my question about like the Boston music industry. Mm-hmm. How do you feel? Do you have any thoughts on the Boston music industry, particularly when it comes to hip hop and black artists, and whether it's who you run with or issues with venues and et cetera, so support?
I think one of the main problems that not just me, but a lot of Boston artists complain about is support, the lack of support that's around here. Because me personally, I feel like Boston has the potential to be just as big as any other music state. Mm-hmm. We could be as big as the West Side. We could be just as big as the South, just as big as, you know, Atlanta, just as big as anybody, but as big as New York.
Right. But like, what's holding us back?
I feel like the problem is everybody's so competitive. Mm-hmm. Everybody's so worried about being better than the next guy and what the next guy's doing, rather than, you know, how can we elevate each other to, you know, create a bigger scene. I mean, as a scene, we're doing pretty good, because like we have a lot of artists that are popping out of here. Fast Coop, Bia, I don't know if you know Johnny Lucas, just got on he's on Eminem's new album, straight out of Worcester. Like, that's We're doing good.
Did the I'm Not Racist video for y'all who've seen that. I know a lot of people have seen that.
Cousin Stiz.
Yeah.
There's a whole lot. DZ, King from 98.
Yeah.
There's a whole lot. Cyclone.
Yeah.
Big Chris.
Hey, shout out to Cyclone.
Yeah, that's my brother. Shout out to Cyclone. Who else? I could go on for days about all the talent.
But we have the talent here, so
we have
like,
so much talent, but like
it's but like, is it the but mentality
they all leave, though?
Yeah,
because all people you mentioned who got like, you know, like a Cousin Stiz or like a Bia, like they all
had to leave.
They had to
establish, because you can't. There's no establishing yourself in Boston, and I feel like that's the problem. There's nobody can establish themselves in Boston because everybody's so competitive.
Right.
No
one's
You also say though that also? I mean, because competition is obviously going to be part
of course.
Oh yeah, of course. Business, yeah.
But, like,
would you also contribute that? Because the other thing, I think the support, and I hear that across industries in general, whether you're an event planner or you're an artist, I hear the same thing about Boston being just really in doing our events listing and going to events.
Right.
It's a really tricky place to get people to kind of support without needing proof, I guess, in a sense.
Needing validation.
Right. But how much of that has to do with, like, local media? And because, you know, when you go to these other places, like for instance Trap Karaoke, we went to Trap Karaoke and I'm like, I already know it's not gonna be artists that they're gonna surprise us with, because who you gonna surprise us with? Like, you know what I mean? Versus like you go to Houston or Atlanta or somewhere else and they're so big into their own artists, like, you know, like you go to like you go to a DC, like for instance, I went to school at that time when Wale was just like, unless you was in DC, you were from the DMV, you didn't know who Wale was, but he was huge in DC, like, you know what I mean? And it's like, these places do support their artists, but they also get regular, like, radio play in their own city. Yeah, from major stations, not like, you know what I mean? So how much of that has to do with just supporting our artists in that way as well?
Right. I feel like you have to have, you know, your own established fan base for other people to start taking you seriously. Social media presence is everything for an artist, especially in this day and age, because we're in a time where record labels don't go after talent anymore. They go after popularity.
Right.
Because if you're popular, that means you can sell.
Right.
So if you're...
That's a lot of pressure.
Regardless of if you're good.
Exactly. Regardless of if you're good, if you have musical talent or not, if you're popular, that means dollar signs for a record label. So literally you could be one of the best artists out of your city. You can be so musically talented, so talented sonically, sound wise and in every way, shape or form. But unless you got 1 million, 2 million followers on IG or on Facebook,
it's crazy.
Record labels won't bat an eye at you, honestly. And that's the sad part. Because back then, in the 90s, the late 2000s, in the early 2000s, you were signed solely off talent.
Right.
Like, you had to be musically talented to some extent to get a record label. Because if you're not, to some record labels, especially in hip-hop, if you're not talented at all, like, if a record label doesn't see potential in you, then you get tossed aside.
Yeah, it's a wrap.
So that's why I say, like, you hear guys like, and I'm not knocking them, but you hear guys like Lil Pump. You hear guys like Smoke Perp.
Listen, all the ones with the multicolored dreads and Lil in front of their name.
Lil Uzi, Lil Yachty, like, they're making their money, they're making their music now, they're hustling, they're doing what they think now. But if there was, back in the late 90s, early 2000s, they would have got thrown out of those record label meetings so fast. Like, it's crazy. Because, like, their music is so simple.
Yeah, it's formulaic.
It's formulaic music.
Yeah, that's the thing that I think is really getting me right now is, like, I feel like there's, like, music isn't unique anymore. You know what I mean? Where it's, like, if an artist comes out, I'm going to know that they have a very unique sound. And, like, even whether I like them or not, like, I'm going to know their sound, you know, their style, whatever it may be. But right now, I just feel like everything is just, like, cookie cutter and, like we were saying, like, formulaic. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, there's plenty of rappers who I can say, like, A, I don't listen to your music. Maybe I don't like your music. Maybe I disagree with it, whatever. But they have a flow. They have a style, and you can recognize it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I feel like that's kind of, like, what's going on right now. I don't feel the same, but... Yeah, it's just, Lord, we need more originality, you know?
I feel like it's you know, music like that has put such a negative connotation on SoundCloud rappers.
Right.
Because, like, Crystal's favorite rapper.
Right.
Because most of the guys, most of the Lil Pumps, the Lil Yachty's, the Smoke Perps, those guys have gotten, their record deals have blown off of SoundCloud. Right. So basically the SoundCloud rapper starter pack, you got the colored dreads, you got the drugs, you got the face tats.
Yo, come on now.
That's not, because not all those artists who've gone that route have blown up off of SoundCloud. Like, Post Malone has blown off of SoundCloud. Bryson Tiller blew up off of SoundCloud. Shout out to Bryson. And, you know, SoundCloud is kind of like, you know, the main starting point for a lot of rappers' careers, for a lot of musicians' careers.
Totally, yeah. There's nothing wrong with SoundCloud.
Exactly.
But yeah, I just feel like it definitely, I don't know, there's just something going on right now where it's like the creative nature of music is just like being lost. You know what I mean? At least in my head. And it's not every single artist, but, you know, I feel like it's more right now like the formulaic, like cookie cutter, like I'm just going to do what's going to make something sound good because I heard you do it and that flow sounds good, so I'm going to try and do something similar because I know that's going to work. You know what I mean? Versus just trying something different.
But it works, honestly.
I mean, people are listening to it. They're eating it up. Like, they're liking, following, retweeting, like, downloading.
Lil
Pump, you know?
went from 80 on my wrist, 100 on my wrist, 80 on my wrist, D-Rose, that got him a song with Kanye West. So you can't... The song is however you think it is, but it got Lil Pump where he's at today. So you might not like him, you might not like his music, but you have to respect it.
Right. Let's talk about your music.
Tell the keeper of the time or whatever. Right. We got a few minutes left.
Right.
That's a good question.
Right.
That's a good question.
Oh, you said I was going to ask
something. No, you was going to ask something.
Yeah. Good. So I wanted to get into your last, LP, LMNOP?
Mixtape.
That one. That's first of all, tell me before I ask my question, what all them letters stand for? LP, EP, ABC?
An EP is basically a mini album. Okay. So, like, and an LP is a full
extra pequeño.
Yeah.
Okay.
Much. So, like, an EP is like, I want to say, like, from, like, 3 to, like, 6 or 8 songs.
Okay.
And then a full LP would be, at minimum, probably, like, 11, 12 songs. So that would be considered a full album.
Okay. Now we have our lesson for the afternoon.
Right.
Or should I say evening? Nighttime. Anywho. But I want to talk a little bit about your latest LP, right? Mm-hmm. Was it From Trampled to Healing?
Yes.
Yeah. So tell us about kind of, you know, what brought you to creating this album, LP?
Mixtape.
Words. Clearly, I ain't part of this industry. Mm-hmm. I'm going to just say all the things until I get one right. Word. But tell us about, like, what brought you to this, and tell us about the mixtape in general. All
right. Now, if you know, if you've been keeping track, I don't know if you can keep in track, but a year ago on August 8th, I released my first self-produced project called I Am Number 8.
Mm-hmm.
That was, you know, a project that I kind of created from scratch to kind of tell my story of, you know, how I came up. It was a very emotional project because I was going through a lot that year, and I wanted to create something organic because I wanted people to feel what I was saying.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted people, not only did I want people to feel the music, but I wanted them to know that this was me.
Right.
Like, I created this.
Mm-hmm.
This is all coming from my point of view. No one put their hands on it. No one did anything. I did everything myself.
Mm-hmm.
So that was one of my most personal projects. And then I wanted to drop kind of like a sequel to it.
Mm-hmm.
So I Am Number 8 was me being at rock bottom, and From Trampled to Healing is me doing better,
mm-hmm.
basically. So I wanted to create something that was kind of like a sequel from such an emotional project to kind of like a type of project that was kind of like me being me, like me being able to have fun. Something that, you know, I could create and, you know, be content with. And me personally, I feel like this is probably one of my best full-length projects because I put so much time and I actually enjoyed putting this together. Every song was kind of like me having fun with it.
Mm-hmm.
Black is Beautiful. That was the first song
Black
created for
Beautiful.
It.
Black is Beautiful.
I had song created that. I had fun creating that song.
Yeah. I'm just trying to figure out when you're creating the music video for it and when I can slide through as a director.
We're working on it.
I'm saying because, you know, I got visions and, you know, storyboards and such. You heard
actually,
it here first.
We'll talk.
Yeah,
we're
going to talk.
Due to Me with another really good artist, a good friend of mine, Fill My Cup. That was the dance hall track. I feel like that was a real fun song to make, especially with Phil, because he does his dance hall thing. He has a lot of dance hall songs. So I kind of called on him to do the hook and kind of, you know, lay his touch on the track, and he did phenomenal. It was great, and I had fun doing the verse to that. So it was that, and then from then on, I kind of just created the whole project based off of those two songs.
Mm-hmm.
I Am the Bag, Got It, All Around the World, Can't Fall in Love with My Brother Cyclone, shout out to him.
Mm-hmm.
Those are songs that I just had so much fun creating. Jump Shot, My Brother King from 98, shout out to him. Those were just songs that I wanted to enjoy making.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a lot of fun creating those. But I still wanted to, but at the same time, not only did I want to have fun, I wanted to, you know, still touch base, that I'm still, like, this emotional person.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm still dealing with things.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not kind of just tossing all that to the side.
Right.
Like, I'm still putting up with, because life.
You're so real, you're
exactly.
human. Yeah.
So, I have songs like Mental Issues.
Mm-hmm.
I have songs like Space featuring Brianna Marin. Shout out to her. She's a phenomenal vocalist. And, you know, I wanted to touch down on, you know, things that I've been dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, with all the other fun songs that I've written, I wanted to show that I've found ways to cope.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm actually doing better than how I was doing back when I was putting together I Am Number 8.
Yeah.
So
tell us a little bit about that journey. Because I know, like, when we're reading your bio and stuff like that, you know, you describe how, like, your music was an outlet for, like, anger, depression, and stuff like that. But kind of tell us about that journey and, you know, what does mental, like, what role does mental health play in your music, and just how does that look for you, you know?
As far as mental health, I feel like mental health plays a huge factor,
because
I honestly believe if I wasn't able to have this outlet, if I wasn't musically talented, dealing with everything that I was dealing with, I probably would have killed myself.
Yeah.
Back around high school. Like, I probably would. I would not be here.
Yeah.
I'm almost certain I would have taken my life.
Yeah.
Because I was putting up with so much.
Yeah.
And I didn't really have anybody to go to. I didn't really have anybody to speak to.
Mm-hmm.
My father wasn't around. My sisters weren't around. And during that time, During high school, for the most part, me and my mother were arguing a lot. Mm-hmm. So, like, there was no going to my mother because at the time,
right.
she was the enemy. Mm-hmm. So, I didn't really have anybody to talk to. And me personally, I felt like going to see a counselor was never really worth it.
Right.
Because a counselor can only tell you what's wrong with you mm-hmm. and how to fix it. But no one can actually help ease the pain mm-hmm. and make things easier to deal with.
Right.
And that's what music did for me. Like, music helped ease the pain. Music made things a little bit easier to deal with. And that was why mental health plays such a huge factor. Because
mm-hmm.
Music is a big part of why I'm still here.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
I love that. I just really love that. You know what I mean? Because I, you know, like I said, like, in the grand scheme of your life, like, I haven't known you for a ton of time, but I've known you for, you know, a few years now. It's, like, just the journey to see how much you have grown, like I said at the beginning, not only, like, as a person, but, you know, just everything. And, you know, I'm super proud of you.
Thank you.
Yeah, any final words for Ben?
Well, I just wanted to know two questions. Your biggest accomplishment or thing you're most proud of to date? And then also, like, what do you want to leave as your legacy?
Mm-hmm.
I think so far my biggest accomplishment was getting my song on Spike Lee, She's Gotta Have It.
Oh, yeah. I know we can talk about that. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
That was a huge
wait, swerve real quick. We got to talk about that. Give us, like, 2 minutes. 2 minutes. Yeah, tell us about how that came about. Give us, like, the two-minute version.
Right. So, I was on Facebook one day, and I don't know. You know Shav,
mm-hmm.
Chavanay. She shared a post, and the post was a contest posted by Spike Lee looking for people to unsigned artists to submit music to be played on the Netflix series.
Mm-hmm.
I saw that, and as soon as I read unsigned artists, I already knew, like, yo, this guy's gonna get thousands of submissions
right.
from people everywhere. So I scrolled past it. I was like, I'm not even gonna try because
right.
he's probably not gonna. But then, you know, I got tired of scrolling and went back up, or my timeline refreshed, and someone else shared it, and it popped up on my timeline again.
What he's doing? What he put in your life?
So I was like, you know what? It's here. Why not?
Right.
So I just submitted it just to say I did it.
Which song?
Find Us. Mm-hmm. That's a song that I wrote. It was produced by my guy DJ Zoom. Shout out to him.
Mm-hmm.
Sideshow Flex is a new name, actually. Wow. That. Sideshow Flex. Yes, that's my guy. He produced it. And like I said, I saw it again. So I said, you know what? Why not? Submitted it. Kind of just wiped my hands
mm-hmm.
just to say I did. I forgot about it. Whatever. I want to say 2.5-3 months later, I get a call from Spike Lee's assistant.
Whoa.
Spike Lee Hodger?
Right.
Exactly.
I mean, assistant. I feel like he would. He's that type of person.
Yeah.
He would.
Right.
Yeah.
And she said, Spike Lee loves your song. Do you mind sending the lyrics in? Because he's thinking about playing it on the Netflix series. So I heard that. I was like, huh.
Come on now.
Out, right?
Who would know? So, yeah, I sent in the lyrics. And then I think a week later, I got the confirmation the song's going to be on the Netflix series. And
okay, what episode is it on? I know you know.
The very first episode.
Oh,
first episode.
Okay.
So after that, he held a listening party for all the other artists that got their music on the Netflix series. So I got to meet him and all
That's
the other artists. And it's also on the soundtrack for the Netflix series on Spotify.
All right.
Definitely go check that
hey,
out.
Hey, come on now. Let them know.
Yeah, so for someone who is Spike Lee's age, he has a ton of energy.
Yeah,
so much energy.
He like a little jelly bean.
Like he's really he's really on a high. Like that man is really
how old is Spike?
Honestly, I don't know.
I know.
You got Google, girl.
Google is our friend. Oh my god, yeah, because like even so, I saw him at the
61.
Come on now, Spike.
Yeah.
I saw him at the he does a block party and
the Michael Jackson block
party.
Yeah,
so I went to it this year and it was like that man was shaking and grooving,
mm-hmm.
but not like shaking and grooving like an old man, like you know how Gladys would,
mm-hmm.
but shaking and grooving like he never lost it.
You'd be like
61 moving, 61 moving like he 21.
Come on now, like shoot,
it's crazy, like he still got it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. come on
is
now.
Is he vegan?
Is he vegan? Like Spike, is you vegan?
I've been vegan like 30 years honestly. Ago.
Let me see.
That was a cool experience. That was like one of my best achievements because I feel like that achievement solidified me as an artist. Because if I can get a cosign from someone the caliber of Spike Lee, right. Then you can't tell me anything.
You're not telling me nothing.
Exactly.
Right? Please have all the seeds. I'm going to give you the blue-eyed hand. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Like energy, self-esteem on 102 mm-hmm. right exactly. now.
Right, right, right. I love that.
Up. And your legacy.
Yeah, what do you
want people to say about you 10, 20, 30 years from now?
I want people to say that I never gave up. Because that's the main thing that keeps me going. Because mm-hmm. I know what I want. And I've said this a million times before. Before I leave this earth, I at least need one Grammy in my hand.
Come on,
just
now.
One.
Yeah.
I don't need a whole lot. Just give me one. Because one Grammy
will solidify. Right, we're going to make that happen.
Exactly. One Grammy will solidify the fact that throughout everything that I've been through in my life,
not a BET award,
nothing was gonna stop me from getting that. And
you sure you don't want a BET award?
I mean, of course I want BET awards, but like
right?
The Grammys have been part of music history for so long.
Thanks. Well, you got a Boston Come Through award. You're the first, official theme song.
Yeah,
of Boston Come Through.
So you know, too.
I'm saying, you feel me? I love that. I love that. Yeah, that you never gave up.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming. And thank you.
You're so flexible.
I know. And also, thank you for letting us, use a song as, Black is Beautiful.
If you haven't heard it, shame on you.
You'll hear it at the end of the show. You'll hear it at the beginning of every show.
It's in the link.
It's in every description for the next, however long.
At least.
Until further notice.
We might need a remix, though. Sure. Next year.
I'm saying, with Jen and Crystal on the check.
Put up a little bars.
Exactly.
About,
Come on now.
Studio's always open.
Hey, come on now. Bars.
Okay. A little rapper. Who am I going to be?
We gotta get rapper names.
Lil Gigi, no son. That's not gonna work.
Lil Love the Lord, but she cuss a little.
That's probably gonna be a tagline. Right. But not on this track.
Though. Right. This track. Right. I love that. I love that. But yeah, thank you so much for coming.
Appreciate you.
We do. All right, girl. What you got for us this week?
Oh, Lord, I'm tired.
What's happening? What's crack-a-lacking?
It's a lot of melanin this week, though.
Ooh, ha, ha.
But anyway, y'all know we have a weekly events listing that we slave to do. You know,
every
week. Like, la esclava for, 6 hours when we do it. When we put it together. But it's for us, by us, and of interest to
always.
Us. And here's our top three in a week.
Come on now.
So there's a new group in town.
Cool.
Meetup Melanin and Medicine.
Oh!
Yeah, so it's actually a group of nurses who, put together this group. I guess they're gonna do, community type events. Their first event is actually this Thursday, October 18th. I just had to check the date.
Come on now.
I don't know what the date is. Whatever. But they're doing an event called Melanin in Medicine Presents What is Question One.
So important.
Yes. Unfortunately, the show's not going to be up before tomorrow is over. So tomorrow, October, well, we're recording early for those who are listening.
Well, now the whole world knows.
Well, yeah, they're going to know. But
they weren't going to know, but now they do.
Well, I'm only saying that because October 17th is the last day to register to vote in Massachusetts.
AKA today.
Yeah, that's why I say they ain't gonna be up. They're not gonna hear it before.
They would.
It'd be too late to register to vote, is what I'm saying. Y'all giving me a hard time. But anyway, one of the questions on the ballot this year, when you guys go vote Tuesday, November 6th, is question one in Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
And question one is actually a question that pertains to nurses and if they should implement a nurse-to-patient ratio.
Mm-hmm.
So Melanin in Medicine is going to be hosting a panel where they're going to be discussing the impact of that in Black communities, because that's going to bring up a lot of questions. Like, what happens if you're in a hospital setting that has, obviously, a BMC versus, a Mass General, where obviously BMC is going to be, obviously get more types of patients that can't afford a Mass General, and they take in the ones who don't have health insurance and things like that. But we also know that a lot of times these type of initiatives, sometimes they don't really plan for mm-hmm. us, so we need to be kind of more informed when we go to the polls on how that affects us. So I thought that was really dope. That's going to be downtown at Scholars from 6 to 9. And then on Saturday, you know, we got someone for Crystal out here. Hey. You know, all the vegetarians, the vegans, and those who want to just eat a more of a plant-based diet. It's the 23rd Annual Boston Vegetarian Food Festival. It's at the Reggie Lewis Track and Athletic Center in Roxbury.
You might have to slide through.
Yes, Saturday and Sunday. It is free.
So my favorite price, too.
It's for everybody. It's not just people who are vegetarians and vegans, but definitely those people. But if you're just interested in learning more about a plant-based diet,
come on now.
Basically opportunities, you know, there are going to be opportunities to learn about the benefits of
you a carnivore, Ben?
I am.
Oh, okay. You could come too. Even the carnivores invited.
It's especially for the carnivores because, you know, they want to attract more people to that lifestyle.
Right.
So those people that definitely should be coming, girl. Right. See, don't be trying to exclude folks.
I don't knock veganism.
Veganism.
You know, no, some people, that's a religion for them.
You know, that's, and salute to all of you. But me, I would not be able to do it because I'm in a Haitian household. There's meat everywhere all the time. And if I even bring up veganism around my mother.
We going to take Ben anyway. He going to enjoy the food.
Well,
you will try a little something
we'll
new.
See.
No. Well, it's more than just food, too. But you'll get to meet some food producers.
I love it.
You can learn about the impacts on the environment. You know, being eating a more... Now, I won't say be a vegetarian. You ain't got to put a label on it. But just having a more of a plant-based diet. And something of interest, too. There's a lot of urban farms in Boston. Like, literally in Roxbury and Mattapan and Dorchester that people do not even know about. Like,
you can
really, for real, eat local here. And in addition, this weekend as well, both Saturday and Sunday is the Black Health Movement.
Mm-hmm.
So at Harvard University, they're having, it's open to the community. You can come out. You do have to pay for it. You can pay for both days or one day, but they're basically bringing people together to talk about how past and present socio-political climates have impacted the health of Black communities. And they also want to provide an understanding of how to develop interdisciplinary approaches to addressing health issues. So, you know, like, I know something that's been really big this year is talking about Black women's health when it comes to, pregnancy, you know, so people like, people who are rich, like, what's her name?
Serena?
Yes.
Serena Williams.
Yeah, like, you know, someone like her, who had issues with her own pregnancy that almost cost her life. And, you know, studies that are coming out that, like, when Black women talk about pain, they're not believed as much as, like, their white counterparts and things like that. And how that affects, you know, infant mortality and just the health. I think another study just came out, like, Black women, like just disproportionately during pregnancy, like, we tend to just have a lot more just... issues and health conditions and things like that. So these are things that we need to talk about as a community because it affects all of us. If it don't affect you personally, it affects somebody you definitely know. So, and Harvard's putting that on. It'd be great for us. So, you know, show up and show out or whatever. So all that information is on the website at BostonComeThrough.com. BostonComeThrough.com/events. I always forget that.
Right.
Yes. And there's 29 additional events as well. So... there's stuff to do.
Y'all welcome.
Basically.
Mm-hmm.
Crystal just summed it up.
Yep. Y'all extra welcome. I can't.
And then lastly, we got our proverb of the week.
I see. Let them know.
I got, you know, courtesy of Fenna.
Okay.
You know, she had her Blacktoberfest this past weekend, which I am so sad I missed. It was, you know.
I can't.
But last year, she put on an event called Blacktoberfest. You know, it's Oktoberfest where people, you know, the melanless folks, you know, they be out, you know, celebrating their beers and whatnot. But she put a spot on it and called it Blacktoberfest and just has these huge plans to grow it into a thing. And this year's theme, she did like a bad boy theme. Mm-hmm. So, you know, dress theme was like, you know, dressing all black like the Omen or, you know, or like, you know, she was also inspired by Lil Kim's Crush On You video, if you guys remember that, which all the different colors. So I don't know if y'all see the pictures. You can go on Instagram. Blacktoberfest is an actual Instagram. You can see the pictures. I'm really sad I missed it, but I had a last minute like photography gig that I talked about.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was hitting her up like, hey, you know, I'm sorry I missed it. Look, Liz. And she's like, you know, I get it. You gotta work before you twerk, you know? And I'm like, that's a proverb.
I'm
like,
I love that.
That's different.
Yeah, I'm like, that's true. You gotta work before you twerk. You
so
know?
That's a proverb of the week.
Yeah.
Work before you
work
twerk.
Work before you twerk.
I love that.
Yeah.
And I think we did a show.
Yeah, we done.
We did a whole show.
Mm-hmm.
Wait.
We ready to be out.
Oh, yeah.
You were rushing us in the beginning. Now okay, we
so you ain't finna just, you know, roll out.
We out.
First and foremost, Ben, thank you for coming once again. Tell people where they can find you.
All right. Well, all social media platforms, I am Ben P. Official. That's
come on now.
B-E-N-P Official. My new tape, From Trample to Healing, out now on SoundCloud. Get it right, you can. Again on SoundCloud, Ben P. Official, just to make it easy for everybody. Mm-hmm. And for all, just a quick, you know, little plug.
Come on now.
For all clothing lines, if you own a business, if you own a food-based business, any kind of business, if you're an artist, this coming Tuesday, the 23rd, at La Fabrica, we're having a networking event. I'm going to be the DJ for that.
Hey.
There's going to be a networking event where everybody from all walks of life, fashion designers, business owners, artists, even, you know, if you do music, DJs, if you want to branch out and meet new people, you want to get new music, come out, network, make connections, you know, put your brand out there, do what you got to do to make money. Again, if you have a clothing line or if you're selling something, come out, sell, make some money. And after the networking part, it's going to turn into a party. I'm going to be DJing for that at La Fabrica and Cambridge, Massachusetts. That's 450 Mass Ave in Cambridge.
Hey.
La Fabrica Central, you know. So
and what day is that?
That is Tuesday, October 23rd.
Okay. Yes. Send us the info. We'll put it on the
website. We'll put it in the description as well for this episode. Yeah, and Ben's a dope DJ, so you won't have a good time. Come on now. Thank you so much, Ben.
This is a dope episode.
Yes, of course. And who is you, my friend?
I'm Genevieve Angelique.
Come on now, where can they find you?
Everywhere, nowhere.
Everywhere and nowhere.
That's how life gotta be, you know?
Come on now.
If you really need me, you'll find me.
That's true. That's the whole truth.
I'm on Facebook, Genevieve Angelique. The requests are getting out of hand at this point. Still don't have that problem. I'm on Instagram, Genevieve_Angelique. I'm taking a hiatus, however, but feel free to follow. My page is open to the masses. And on Twitter, I'm Jen Angelique. And you can always find me on my website, GenevieveAngelique.com.
Hey.
Ew. You know.
And I am Crystal, a.k.a. The Crystal Lens. And you can find me on all forms of social things at The Crystal Lens, thecrystallens.com. That's Crystal with a C, an L, and an L in lens. Whatever I say. Whatever I say every week.
I would need you to remember.
Right? I can't remember. You know, your mediographer, media producer, videographer, all in one, one-stop shop. But more importantly, Boston Come Through.
Yeah.
That's who we are. Okay. We are Boston Come Through. You can find us on all forms of social things at Boston Come Through. The Instagram, the Twitter, the Facebooks, of course. You can find us on, you know, iTunes, Apple Podcasts. You can find us on Stitcher, Radio Public, YouTube, Mixcloud, Player.fm. You can watch us on Scat TV every week. Every Wednesday at 9 p.m. I know they also replay it. I got to figure out the replay schedule, and I'll tell y'all next week because I don't know it, but I see us every now and then.
And Boston Free Radio.
And BostonFreeRadio.com. Thank you to our lovely radio station, BostonFreeRadio.com, because, you know, oh, Lord, you know, not everybody got this type of access, you know. Appreciate y'all. And I think that's it. Boston Come Through. Make sure you subscribe to our weekly events listing on bostoncomethrough.com. All you got to do is put your email in there. We ain't asking for no coins yet. so get it while it's free. And yeah, until next week, we out. And black is beautiful.
Black is beautiful.
Hey.